The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Voices. Many voices, voices outside ourselves and voices inside, all seeming to compete with each other for our attention and for our loyalty. For centuries, the sheep of God's flock have gathered in homes, synagogues, caves, catacombs, and all manner of sanctuaries, where at least some of these voices are silenced for a time, and where the authentic voice of the Lamb who is our shepherd breaks through the cacophony of noise we live with much of the time. And so this part of the shepherd's flock gathers here this morning, hoping for the same, singing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness," knowing full well that there are lesser beings trying to tap into our hope and our allegiance. As sheep gathered again safely in the palm of the shepherd's hand, we can sing with conviction, "All other ground is sinking sand." And yet, at other times and places in our lives, we can feel the sinking sand and feel like we're being swallowed up. The voice of the shepherd becomes distant. When I was a child and television was in its infancy, I remember my father watching the presidential political conventions. Looking back now, I imagine perhaps he was enjoying the novelty of being able to see what went on inside those halls, because otherwise, I can't remember him being particularly interested in politics. Now, in my 15th season of paying attention to presidential politics, I confess to growing weary of hearing all the voices and what they say to each other and to those whose allegiance they are seeking. Maybe it's this particular season's mix of voices and their messages. But looking back on other seasons of presidential politics, there are many similarities. There are the inevitable promises appealing to various constituencies, attempting to raise people's hopes, and convince enough people that one of them can be the savior of the nation, at least for the next 4 years. Our sisters and brothers in Christ during the last part of the first century were desperate to hear the voice of the Lamb who is our shepherd. They happened to have been living in an occupied land where the loudest and the most powerful voices belonged to Caesar and his minions, who demanded that they worship the emperors as gods and as God. Needless to say, in this land, no one is demanding that of us. But listening to what's being said and watching the huge amounts of energy and money being offered by the followers of candidates seeking the most powerful office in the world, so it is said, the sheep of God's hand can be tempted to place their hope on something less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so to those early Christians who lived in fear, whose faith was being tested daily, John of Patmos wrote to lift their eyes, ears, and hearts beyond the seemingly hopeless situation they faced, to endure in true faith, and to not cave in to the powers of nations and leaders claiming to be greater than the Lamb whose blood had set them free. John wrote, "After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" Through John, those sheep heard the voice of the living God, the Lamb at the center of the only throne from which the promises made will now and forever be the promises kept. Today, you are part of the great multitude from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing on Christ the solid rock. You are the sheep of God's hand, the sheep of God's own choosing. The Lamb who is your shepherd is faithful and will forever hold all of you in the palm of his hand. Nothing in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. Then in our first lesson today, we heard of a woman in the early church whose name was Tabitha, who became ill and died. She was a disciple of Jesus and a widow, a pillar of faith, especially among other widows to whom she ministered in the community where she lived. After she died, her friends had heard that Peter was in a nearby town, and so they sent for him to come. And so Peter went, apparently without knowing the reason for their sense of urgency. And when he arrived, they took him to be with Tabitha, where they grieved and told him stories of what she had done for them and what she meant to them. After a while, he sent them all out of the room and knelt down and prayed. And then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes and sat up. Peter called everyone back and showed her to be alive. Luke records that this became known throughout her town, and many believed in the Lord. This time, Peter was the instrument for the voice of the living God, the risen Christ. Imagine that. Peter, the one who denied knowing Jesus 3 times before his crucifixion. Peter, who after the resurrection told Jesus 3 times that he loved him. And then here and elsewhere became obedient to Jesus' command to feed my sheep. The powerful word of God spoken through the voice of Peter gave new life to Tabitha and beyond that, the community where she lived. My sheep hear my voice. I give them eternal life. No one will snatch them from my hand. When all supports are washed away, he then is all my hope and stay. We all have pillars of faith in our lives, like Tabitha was for her friends. And when these pillars and supports are taken away from us, we encounter all kinds of emotions and questions that can leave us feeling as if the solid rock beneath us is crumbling and we're in sinking sand. In the face of death and other threats to our future, in the face of illness, of terror, and poverty, of changes in our lives and families we never expected, and of world events that confuse and anger us, we are vulnerable to the influence of many other voices. Voices that are all around us and within us, promising us security, longer life, fame, fortune, fulfillment, excitement, love, and all sorts of other things that we might desire. How easily we are able to be convinced that they can produce what they promise, that they are life-giving, necessary, and of eternal value. Forgetting who we are as finite creatures and forgetting the Lamb at the center of the throne who is our faithful and eternal source of life. When all supports are washed away, he then is all my hope and stay. There are some who believe that only after all the other so-called supports in our lives are washed away, will God come to our aid, which makes God just a godlet who will not help us until we have helped ourselves. The Lamb who is your shepherd is no last resort, but the one who first came to you before you even knew who God was, when you were helpless and dead in your sin, He came and claimed you as his own, safe and secure in God's loving hand, with the promise of life forever in the great multitude no one can count. And so, as part of this great multitude, your first allegiance is to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lamb who is the Good Shepherd, who acts to free all people from the power of the evil one, whose love and mercy and justice is for all creation. You are fellow citizens with brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world, peoples from every nation, of all tribes and languages, who walk to the beat of a different drummer and stand before the throne, who with the angels sing strange songs that are not sung by others. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. This is the feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah. You are a people whose lives have been joined with beloved saints and martyrs who have gone before you in faith, who have undergone tribulation and persecution, trusting their lives with the God who raised Jesus from the dead, the one who promised them a secure future in his powerful love and grace. As God is faithful to you, so with gratitude for God's unearned love and forgiveness, you will be faithful and ascribe to the Lamb, your shepherd, the things that belong to God alone and no one else. Praise, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might belong to our God forever and ever. Glory, honor, power, might, these belong to our God. They are not things to be claimed by persons, friends, technologies, politicians, earthly resources, institutions, rulers, nations, groups, gangs, clubs, fraternities, or corporations. Glory, honor, power, and might come from God, and they belong to God. In turn, these are to be offered in gratitude by you, the chosen of God, who yearn to hear God's voice above all others. Today, this good shepherd will lead you out and will accompany you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will sustain you as you give of yourselves and suffer in faith for the sake of others, and will bring you back again to his fold. Amen.